We respond as soon as we're notified of somebody passing away. So we may be walking in at 8:30 to open the doors at 9, but we have been up since, you know, 2 or in the morning or since 1 in the morning and working through the night.
Brock Wilkes is the owner and director of Wilkes Funeral Home in Pocatello. He's telling me about what he does on a normal day in the office.
We have a morning huddle every morning and just go over the tasks for the day. So either we're preparing obituaries, proofreading obituaries, designing programs or funeral folders that are passed out at the funeral, ordering keepsakes for the family that they've ordered. And then also we're doing a lot of phone calls, coordinating with either the clergy that are going to be helping with the service or cemetery workers to make sure things are in place.
Sounds like a lot, right? Wilkes says this isn't even the extent of it.
In actuality, that probably amounts to 30% of what we do. 70% of what we do is working with the family, counseling with them, planning with them. Those are things that we may not all do in one day, but we do over the course of, you know, several days and preparing for dispositions and funerals and things like that.
As a director of a funeral home, Wilkes's job is to care for the families who require funeral services for their loved ones. It's an arduous process, one that has required Wilkes to do things he never thought he would do.
If somebody passes away due to a car accident or anything, you know, unexpected like that, then we actually respond to the scene. And so sometimes we find ourselves in places that I never would have expected, like underneath an overpass. So it can be, we just never know what, you know, when the phone rings, what exactly is going to be happening on the other end.
It's a lot for one job. The amount of death you could see in a month is more than one person usually sees in a lifetime. It takes a lot to handle, but Wilkes says it's worth it.
It is difficult. It is emotionally draining. But for me, it's 100% worth it. I mean, there are times when I've got called out Christmas morning and I've had to leave Thanksgiving dinner because of getting called out. But for the most part, I feel like when you do this job right, there is the gratitude that you get from families that you've served and helped. It's just an incredible feeling.
When going through the death of a loved one, families are at their most vulnerable. A lot of trust is placed into the funeral home and its staff to care for their friend or family member. But now, at least in Pocatello, it seems that trust has been severed. On September 2nd, police responded to a call at Downard Funeral Home. Reports say there was a foul odor coming from inside the building, and a body was left in plain sight on a table that could be seen through a window. Police say they discovered 12 bodies and around 50 fetuses that were left uncared for, some on operating tables, some in plastic bags. I talked with police today, and as of now, 11 of the 12 recovered bodies have been identified, and the Intermountain West Regional Computer Forensics Laboratory in Boise is working to find files on the Downard Funeral Home computer that was recovered after the investigation. Wilkes only had one word to describe what he felt when he heard about the investigation.
It's just heartbreaking.
Wilkes and his staff assisted 9 of the families who had a loved one at Downard, and while helping them, he says they felt guilt and confusion.
Some of them feel guilty because they actually had an urn that they thought was their loved one for the entire time. And so once authorities reached out to them and said that they recovered their loved one at the funeral home, some of them feel guilty that they had taken somebody's loved one, cremated or remains, away from another family.
The distrust that's been formed is something that Wilkes says has affected every funeral home in the area. Wilkes has received backlash already for his attempts to help the families affected by the case, but this is a feeling that he believes is justified. He also thinks the outcome of this will be a reworking of license policies for these companies in the state.
I do think we might see some changes as far as oversight with the Bureau of Occupational Licenses towards funeral homes to hopefully prevent this from happening again.
Ultimately, Wilkes wants everyone to know that this is an isolated incident.
I think it's important to note that by and large, the type of people that this industry attracts are people who are dedicated to serving and helping families.
It will take some time for the community to move on from something like this, but Wilkes and every other funeral home in the area will still be here, willing to help those going through difficult times. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller.